This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to what I consider another session of sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I want you to be part of the conversation. I don't care. Look, I know not everybody says this kind of stuff, but I really don't care whether you agree with me or not. I don't care whether we're on the same page or not about an issue. Isn't that kind of what it's all about? Right? It's kind of about you and I being able to sit down, have an open conversation, and still be able to walk away and, I don't know, if you drink beer, have a beer together, have a dessert together, whatever. That's really how it's supposed to be. But we've forgotten that. We're now all either Democrats or Republicans. We're no longer Americans anymore. We're just whatever. Speaking of which, all right, so you know, we do a lot of stories on education on the show, and one of the things that just infuriates me is how the left says that the right doesn't care about education. They don't care about the black community. And you go check this out. I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version. You go check this out on your own, right? You know, it was really great when Washington, D.C., before Mr. Oblamo showed up, they had like an open school system. So anybody from any area in D.C. could get a voucher to take their kid to any school anywhere in D.C. And charter schools started to take a hold of this. They started really growing. Matter of fact, it got to a point where there was many, if not more, charter schools in D.C. than there were regular public schools. Now, charter schools are legally considered a public school. They just don't have to follow the same some of the same rules that a pure public school would follow. So, and then you had your private schools. The voucher system allowed you to go to take your kid to any school you want to go to. Right? Allow your child to go. If you think about something, and the healthcare system is heading that way, the public education system is the only place where the government forces you, totally 100% forces you, to put your child in a school that could be substandard, subpar in most cases, that could have the worst education, the worst graduation rate in the city. But you're forced, because of where you live and the area you live in and the boundaries you're set by, you're forced, even though your tax dollars are paying for education, to go to that. And should you make enough money, should you work a second job to send your child to a public school, a private school, you're still paying taxes for your kid to go to a public school, a school that you don't want them to go to because it's subpar. There were schools in D.C. that had a 70% dropout rate. 70%. I think it was 71 or 72. I like to round up or down numbers. With that kind of rate, would you want to send your kid to school there? Would you blame that all on the kids and the parents? Or would you blame that on, you know, the teachers aren't teaching right? They're just trying to get the kids through. Now, some of you are going to get mad at me going, well, you can't blame it on teachers. Well, actually, yes, I can. I'll tell you why. Because D.C. is the poster child for how education should work. Under George Bush and that administration, when that voucher system hit, and the charter schools started taking these kids started graduating at higher rates. Well, did we swap out the kids? Is that what happened? Of course not. No, what happened was the kids got a better education for the same amount of money. Teachers started to realize that, oh my God, the kids have choices. See, schools get paid by the students that show up there. So if you got a school that's got 1,000 kids going there and they're getting money for each one of those students, and then all of a sudden you start going to a charter school, you start going to a private school, that's less money for the teachers now, isn't it? Less money for the school. School has to start giving up stuff. They have to start tightening up on a budget. I am sure somebody walked in that room, looked at the teachers and said, hey, you guys still want a job here next year? We need to get the graduation rate up and not just graduate the ones who can't read, can't write, can't anything. You need to do it right. And those schools flourished, and they did well. And the kids got a better education. And then in steps the Obama administration, who says, basically, we can't have that. Can you imagine the chaos if parents were allowed to choose a school to send their kid to? Can you imagine the chaos that if only the good school... Now, check this. If only the good schools got the students only went to good schools... chaos? No. Here's what I can imagine. I can imagine that when competition came in, the schools got better. All of a sudden, the public schools who couldn't get better, because that's just the way it is, and they needed more money, without getting more money, they got better. Isn't that amazing? So it's a joke. And you won't hear those stories in mainstream media. We had to go digging for that story. We had people on that lived in D.C. when I did that show. That talked about the education system there. So why would a black president come in and the first thing he does is hurt the black community in D.C. by screwing over its education system? What is that all about? 160 black leaders slammed the NAACP. You can always tell the young people really don't understand this stuff. You know, so 160 black leaders slammed the NAACP. So the NAACP civil rights group, they're opposed to, for their opposition for more school choice for the black communities. You know, I wish you black people would figure this out. And yeah, I'm saying it. Yeah, the white guy said it to you. All right, because I want you to have a good education. I want you to have the best education possible. I want you to have access to those schools that can give you the kid the best education, so they can go to some of the best colleges, so they can get some of the best jobs. Because I'm one of those guys that believes that if you really do your homework, if you really figure out what the Jim Crow laws were all about and keeping education away from black folks so they would never be able to get ahead, it was all wrong. And we're doing it to you again, and you're allowing us to do it. So who's the bigger idiot? We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation. information analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I honestly do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, Facebooking, messaging, whatever. And I really honestly, and I do appreciate the time that you spend commenting on the show. I go through the breaks. I go through your comments to see if there's anything I need to respond to or talk about or what have you. As some of you know, I am on a local school board. And don't think I don't take a little heat for some of the conversation I have around unions and education and that kind of stuff. I was one of those kids. You know, thank God for my guidance counselor, who really just led, and he just loved kids. He just loved kids, period, and guys like me. When I was in high school, I was a bit of a terror. Now, I didn't see any value in education. It didn't much mean anything to me. And as I was bouncing around, because I went to an East Coast school where you could smoke in the stairways, a little smoking area. Anyway, I'm bouncing around, and he grabs me one day. He's like, Messina, you're not headed for college, obviously. Let's find something you like to do. And he took the time to work with me. Now, I know guidance counselors are overworked today, but he still took the time. He singled me out, and he took the time to work with me. That's what kept me in school. What kept me in school is somebody gave a crap enough to try to help find something that I'd like to do that would help me. All right? And education, not the delivery of education hasn't changed in 100 years. But the things around, the environments have changed. So now you have 160 black leaders demanding that the NAACP call off its planned push for a national moratorium on charter schools by highlighting the benefits of school choice for black families. Anytime you have a choice, why is that a bad thing? I've never been able to understand this. And do you know who loves to squelch your choice more than any other group? Left, liberal, progressives. They don't want you to. Here's what you need. We need to do this for you because you can't do it for yourself. You're too dumb to figure it out on your own. The NAACP, a self-described civil rights group, in July announced plans to call for a national charter school moratorium to align with the nation's largest teachers' unions. Now, they view charter schools that are typically not unionized as direct competition. You should have competition. See, here's the thing I don't understand. So these unions, public schools, they kind of sort of do okay. And then a charter school comes in and outshines them, does a better job. Why is that? And most of the time, the teachers don't get paid exactly the same amount of money. They don't get paid the same benefits. There's a lot of things that are not the same between the two. It's not slave labor. The teachers, matter of fact, a lot of teachers I know in charter schools love the charter schools. They don't want to go back to a public school kind of scenario. This is just a way for the unions to be able to get more dues in and control the situation. We don't want you to control the situation. We don't want anybody to control the situation other than the locals. That's what we want. At least that's what I want. I want the locals to decide who runs their school boards, what's taught, how it's taught, and who has access to what schools. But notice that these groups, it's the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. They should rename it to the National Association for the Atrophy of Colored People. What have they done to further the cause of the African-American community, of the black community? Isn't that kind of funny? Because today, if I call somebody colored on my own, I get all slapped down, right? But they can still keep the name. You think they would have changed it, but we changed everything else. We're tearing down statues, and we're burning Confederate flags, but they get to still keep a name from 50 years ago, or 60 or 70 years ago, whatever, anyhow. But black kids, the black community, when it comes to charter schools and that kind of thing, are getting such a better education. It's proven, the numbers show it, over and over and over and over again, and they want to squelch it. Again, just like they did in D.C. And here's what I'm going to say to you. Some of you are going to get mad at me. If the black community lets this happen, you deserve what you get. You deserve that government you got in Baltimore because you voted them in. You deserve that government you got in Detroit because you voted them in. You deserve that government you got in Chicago because you voted it in. You keep letting it happen. Think about it. You keep letting it happen. You vote them in. You're the majority in those areas. Why aren't you stopping this? If you love your kids as much as you say you do, and I believe you do, what are you waiting for? Stop this craziness. In September 21st letter, Coalition of Educators, current and former politicians, public officials, there you go, done. You hear the flush now, it's over. Think about this. A coalition of educators, current and former politicians, public officials, black leaders. They claim the charter school moratorium would deny parents the opportunity to choose what's best for their children. Right? So again, teachers and unions who supposedly are against charter schools, right? But here's a coalition of educators. politicians, public officials, and black leaders. So they want charter schools active and moving forward. Now, the proposed NAACP resolution cites a variety of cherry-picked and debunked claims about charter schools. The letter reads, "The notion of dedicated charter school founders and educators acting like predatory subprime mortgage lenders, a comparison, the resolution explicitly, is a far cry from the truth. The NAACP's position against charter schools, however, falls in line with the Democrat Party platform." Now, the Democrat Party platform, do you know how much they've received over the years from the Democrat Party? I mean, pretty much on a regular basis, they get about $100,000 plus. They get these chunks from the Democratic Party. What for? Why is the Democratic Party giving money to any other group? Right? And then the American Federation of Teachers and the National Education Association also sends money on a regular basis to the NAACP. Now, in the 2014 payment listed in the union's public report, in 14, there you go. They said they have one big lump sum payment there for $100,000. That was great. So it's no surprise that The NAACP would take on this task for the teachers union. And again, they want the charter schools to stop opening, to stop teaching those kids, to stop helping those kids do better. I'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I've got a lot more coming up. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
KDOW.
BodyArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KatieArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. Meantime,
we are back.
Son of the river.
Hey, hopefully you are too, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, yep, I got to start looking the other way sometimes so I can pay attention to what's going on. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and again, being part of the conversation. We're talking about, I'm sorry, plain and simple, can I be kind of plain with you guys? Here's the deal. Why is it that the black community gets so screwed by the education system that is run, in most cases, by liberal Democrats, and you keep voting them in? And you get guys like me, conservative, right-wing, whacktoid Republicans, that keep fighting for you to get a better education. I feel like I'm fighting against you sometimes, because it's not what you want. Now, I know that's not totally true, because I do have a lot of black friends, and they don't get it either. But most of my black friends are Republicans. I don't seek them out. We just end up talking with each other, discussing with each other, and get along with each other. So I want to hit some of the points here in a second, but the NAACP reaffirmed, did another resolution. They call it school the resolution is called the School Privatization Threat to Public Education. The problem with the title alone is the law states that charter schools are public schools. They're funded by public money. Okay, they have the same basic, they have to follow the majority of the basic public education guidelines. They just don't have to, the big thing, they don't have to have unionized teachers. That's the biggest difference. They go on to say that, the NAACP will continue to advocate against any state or federal legislation which commits or diverts public funding, allows tax breaks, or establishes preferential advantages to for-profit, private, and or charter schools. Yeah. Because God forbid our kids get a better education, huh? The letter cites research from Stanford's Center for Research on Education outcomes from 2015 that showed students attending charter schools in 41 cities, 22 states showed students learned more English and math than their counterparts in traditional public schools. Can't have that now, can we? Now, what's their proof? It's just not true. What's your proof? It's just not true. We know it's not true. Now, you ready for this one? The gains were particularly pronounced for low-income black and Hispanic students as well as the English language learners. Now, this positive piece was actually written in the Mother Jones report. She tends to be a hardcore left-wing loon against any kind of conservative or Republican thought process. Right? Poor black students, for instance, she goes on to say, received the equivalent of 59 additional days of math learning, 44 days of additional reading learning. For the poor Hispanic students, the gains were 48 days of math, 25 days of reading, which would have cost a regular traditional public school tens of thousands of dollars because of the extra money they would have had to pay for the extra time because of the union rules. Let's just be honest about it. Research also showed that between 2006 and 2012, 61% of Philadelphia charter schools outperformed traditional public schools. Do I need to read that again? Charter schools outperformed traditional public schools in math and reading, while other research shows that charter school students in Chicago and Florida are often more likely to graduate, go to college, and earn more money. New York City charter schools have also posted impressive results with low income. Story after story after story after story after story about the successes of charter schools in the lower socioeconomically challenged areas. And the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, are against the National Advancement of Colored People somehow. I don't even know how that works. I get just so confused. Come on. Anybody else? This is nuts. One of the comments in the chat room, one of the people said, I did work with a black guy here in Alabama in the city of Enterprise. He was illiterate, but he had a high school diploma, so he slipped through or they ignored it. He didn't slip through. They ignored it. They need to push them through. They lose federal tax dollars when their illiteracy rates are up, when they can't graduate people. They lose money. Can't have that now, can we? Somebody mentioned vocational training. Yeah, for the longest time, vocational training was ignored in this country. We let it go by the wayside. The school district I was in actually wasn't even planning for it for years. And it's just come back around to start planning for it again. We look down on those things. Everybody has to be a doctor, lawyer, or Indian chief, as they used to say. Because we know we no longer need carpenters, electricians, or plumbers, right? But don't you guys find this appalling that the NAACP, the National Association for Colored People, would come out and be against a program that actually helps colored kids get ahead? And I'm using their words, okay? So keep your emails to yourself. Don't bother me with them. Now, New York City, probably one of the most diverse cities from a demographic standpoint. Right? They find great success with charter schools. Again, I ask, I'd love to have somebody from the NAACP. No, as a matter of fact, I take that back. I don't want anybody from the NAACP on. Because you're going to tell me how these studies are all lies and you're the only guys that have the right idea. Right? The New York City charter schools have also posted impressive results with low-income and minority students who typically lag behind in the city's public schools. And they're slowly replacing traditional public schools as the best educational option in the city, New York City. See, this is like everything else. The union fights, instead of, here's the deal. Let me give you a little tip to the teachers union. If you start teaching properly, if you really do put out a good product, because the kids, whether you like to hear it or not, your children, the children that you're teaching are your product. If you start putting out good product, if you start doing the job right, if you really do take care of the kids the way you're supposed to, guess what happens? Your numbers will go up. We'll have no problem paying more taxes for education. Somebody else said it's a money thing. I disagree. You know, I'm on a school board. I'm telling you, it's not a money thing, and here's the proof. Let's just take two school districts, totally opposite sides of the world, right? The city, the state of New Jersey spends an average, you ready for this one? Of $26,000 per student. An average. They've got some of the worst schools in the country. My school district and the average district of my size, we spend about $6,000 a student. We have more kids going to colleges. We have kids graduating with higher GPAs. It's not a money thing. You can throw money till Jesus returns at a problem, unless you actually get involved and change it. Do you think in New York, I mean, this is what slams down the money thing, because the charter schools get less money, right? The teachers get less money, the schools get less money, not big bucks less. And they have to watch their money better, because they don't get the same grants that the traditional public schools get at times. They fight harder for their bucks. And they know that the only way, because you really have choice, they understand choice. Because the only way you get to go to their schools is that you have to reach out, you have to go after them, and you have to take your child, and you have to physically go after putting your child in that school. The only way you want to do that with your kid, your child — most parents love their kids, they want them to have the best education, I'm sure — but the only way that happens is if that school stands out. Why would you, what parent would go out of their way to put a kid in one of the worst schools in the city? Huh? You see how backwards this is, how this doesn't make any sense whatsoever? This academic success is driving an overwhelming demand for charter schools that would be ignored by the nation's largest black advocacy group. The National Alliance for Public Charter Schools recently released a survey showing at least 80% of black, Hispanic, low-income parents want more charter schools. And that's a true statement. But let's not give them what they want, because they're too stupid to know better. Come on. Isn't that what it boils down to? Hey, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we know you're an African-American family. We know you work hard. We know you want what's best for your kids. But, you know, public school, I know, they would do better over there, but we know what's better for you. You're going to go to this public school over here. Hey, don't be nervous. We're here from the government. We're here to help. I'm Joe with Senior Host. We'll be back in a minute.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Music is a world within itself.
We are back.
The language we all understand.
Thank you guys for being with me tonight. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know that you don't have that from any hosts. There's a whole bunch of other shows out there you could be listening to, and I believe it or not, I actually do like the conversation you guys are having on the Facebook feed, and even on the at times on the chat room that we have on the website, therealside.com, and it shows that you're thinking, you're moving through stuff, and I love that. You may miss some of the stuff I'm saying. I don't get offended. But I love the fact that it sparks conversation, and it's obvious you guys aren't all on the same page. But it's okay. You know, and a couple of comments in there that I want to kind of expound on. You know, we like to blame our education system. It's really funny. We get on, as conservatives, we get on other people for not taking responsibility. I'm going to lose some of you now. I know I am. And I was looking at some of your comments, and we love to blame the education system, what have you, but somebody made a comment in there that is so right on. Where are you, parents? Where are you? And please do not tell me, well, you know, I'm working. I'm trying to make... If you guys have listened to this show on Tuesday nights, my mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, is on with me. His mom worked two and a half jobs, we'll say. Single mom, two black kids in a very bad part of town. Worked two jobs to give those kids a home, give them a life, to love on them. And she checked their home. Two jobs. She checked their homework. She worked on them with their school stuff. She told them they were not going to become just another black statistic. She told them, and when a black mom, like an old Italian mom, looks at you and says, it ain't going to happen, it doesn't happen. So she got them through school. He's a successful man. I don't want to say he's a successful black man, because then I'm just doing what the Democrats do. I've got to put everybody in the right. But he's a successful man that happens to be black, that happened to grow up in not the best part of town, who came from a single mom, you know, single parent home. And now his mom is a judge. She went back to school afterwards. So this crap that it can't be done, I don't even want to hear it. I laugh when people tell me, well, you don't know what it's like to be black. No, I don't. But I have black friends that obviously know what it's like to be black, and they're successful people. Because they chose not to be in the position they were in. And why? Because his mother got involved. Because his parents stayed engaged. We have people in two-parent homes, and the parents can't find time to stay engaged. And again, I am not a saint, but I can't tell your stories. I don't know your stories. But I can tell you, me and my wife, I had a thriving computer company. I came home. I was home at the dinner table for dinner with the kids. We talked about what they did. We have our areas of expertise. You know, my wife took two subjects. I took two subjects. And then you know what I did when the kids went to bed? I went back out to work. Because that's what you do. If we don't take the time with our kids, if we're not watching, and I'll tell you something else. That school hated us. We weren't those parents that went in there and said, not my kid. We went in there and said, my kid's having trouble. How do I help you help him succeed? They didn't know what to do with that. Not only did they not know what to do with it, they didn't like it. So you parents, when you're sitting there cooking, and look, maybe you don't have time to cook a meal, because I don't want anybody to feel bad about not being able to make dinner or something like that. But you pick up your kid from school, or maybe you stop by McDonald's, you pick up a bunch of food to go home with, and you're sitting there and what have you. What did you learn in school today? What did you talk about? Let me see what your homework assignment is. Let's figure out, because it's the only way that you're going to get the country that you want. You know, you hardcore conservatives, don't keep putting it on the education system. Have your kids drive the teachers crazy. When my oldest daughter used to say to me, well, I don't believe this and I don't believe that, and look what they're making me write. I go, okay, so here's how you answer it. You say, you start off your sentence. They can't mark you wrong for this. According to the book. According to our book. If you start the sentence off with that, then all you're doing is regurgitating what they're telling you. Now, when you come home, I'll teach you the right way. I'll teach you real history. That the parties didn't switch. Okay? I'll teach you about the real creed. All that stuff we can do at home and we should be doing at home. And no, I am not for advocating prayer be brought back to school. My reason for that, because I know some of you make nuts, I don't want some bureaucrat. There's no purity in this stuff. Until this nation really turns back to God, until it really gives God the glory. You know, we all walking around, you know, God bless America, God bless America. If I was God, I'd be going, I'm done with you people. How about we take on the mantra, America, bless God? How about we start doing things that are godly towards others? What do you think about that? And then maybe we'll see some things start turning back around again. So if God gave you these kids, your children, right? I mean, I believe that. I believe they're gifts from God. Whether they were, I'm not saying any of them weren't, but I'm just saying whether they were made the right way for all the right reasons or what have you, because I know some of you have accidental children. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter. They're still a gift from God. Still a wonderful creation of His. Right? You chose to have them. You chose to keep them. They didn't choose you. That's my favorite saying. My kids will tell you. It's great. You know, they didn't choose me. I chose them. So it's my job to make sure they have what they need to succeed. It's not their job to go find what they need to succeed. It's my job to make sure they have it, which includes me making sure that not only are they going to the right school, but they're being taught properly. And I've been to the school to see the teachers, and I'm not one of those guys that puts his finger in your face, but I'll sit there and say, I have a problem with this assignment, and this is why, let's give him or her something else. That's what parents do. And if you're too busy for your kids, you're too busy. If you're a godly person or a person who believes in God, if you're too busy for God and your kids, man, you're really too busy. So my admonishment to some of my conservative parent friends is, don't blame the system. Okay? Blame yourself to a degree. What are you doing with your kid? your child? I'm sorry. I don't like that term, kid. What are you doing with your child? How are you helping your child? How are you helping your child succeed? And that means everything. That's everything from what you feed them in the morning before they go to school to what you feed them at night before they go to bed. You know, what kind of environment are they working in when they're doing their homework? There's a lot to parenting. It's more than hugs and kisses, right? Would you all agree with that? It's a lot more than hugs and kisses. A lot more than hugs and kisses. And it takes a lot of work. You know, I had a pastor a long time ago that I love this guy. I still love this guy today. And they tell the story about when he found out his wife was pregnant with their fourth or fifth child, whatever it was. And they said he was not depressed, but he was upset. And at first, his wife knew what he was upset about, but the other kids didn't. And he finally looked at him and he said, "Do you understand how much work it is to raise a child? It's not that we don't want another child, but it's a lot of work." And his last child was, there was a chasm between that child and the other ones. Quite a bit of a chasm, maybe like 12, 15 years. And this is such a true statement. When you look at your children, you look at all the work that goes into them, I would hope as they get older, you start going, okay, I can see my influence on their lives. But that starts at the table, doing the homework. I get the double and triple jobs that some of you have. I really do. I really do. If you don't have time to spend with your kid, a child, if you don't have time to teach that child properly because you're busy paying for the car and the two cell phones, and I'm not preaching at you. I'm not. If this is you, you take it for what it's worth. You know, turn off the station if I'm upsetting you. Give up one of the phones. You don't have to have a $500 iPhone. You can buy a cheap phone, a knockoff phone that your kid can have to make them feel better. And if they feel better because they have an iPhone, there's something wrong there. Anyhow, maybe you don't need to live in the apartment you live in. Maybe a smaller apartment. Okay? Maybe you don't need the brand new car. Why don't you get a used car with smaller payments? Maybe you don't need to eat out 7 nights a week. You know, my mother, for a while, my mother was a single mom. Monday was her... I am 57 years old. And I know she listens to the show sometimes. She'll probably start crying if she hears this. One of my favorite memories as a child is I couldn't wait to get home on Mondays. Monday was her cooking day. She was a beautician. So they didn't work on Mondays. I don't know if that's a New England thing or if that happens all over the country. But Monday was her cooking day. And the breads, and I'm Italian, so pasta sauce, the breads. She'd make all this stuff and freeze it for the rest of the week so that when she came home from work, it was a matter of just throwing. We didn't have microwaves back then, not home microwaves. You know, you throw that brick of pasta sauce in the pan and thaw it out. But it was still a home-cooked meal. And if she had stuff to do, that's where I learned it. She did it afterward. So there, if we want our country back, you know, some of you feel like I do. I want the mom, dad, hot dogs, apple pie, American flag, patriotism. No, I don't want the racism. So, I love when they say this. When I start going down this road, some of you, I get emails. Oh, so you were in favor of racism? Don't be a jerk. Go somewhere else. I'm not interested in even talking with you. But I do want the country where people love the country. They worked hard for the country. They worked hard to, but we always were moving forward to make life better. That's what we need to do. We need to get back to that. So, after the show, give it some thought. How much time are you spending with your kids? Your nieces, nephews. Some of you are retired. And you could spend some time with your nieces and nephews. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for listening to me rant tonight. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Be safe the rest of the day, people, because I want you back tomorrow. Anyhow, you've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Have a great rest of the day.